Good evening. We were discussing a little bit earlier some of the ideas of kind of the early Christian churches before there was a Christianity, sort of before the Roman Catholic Church was created. So there were a lot of very spontaneous groups that were spawned by the teachings of Jesus. They didn't call themselves Christians quite yet. And one of the things that came up in our discussion was something about some of these groups in their preference for this notion of knowing something but not with concepts. So knowing something in a feeling, knowing something as a presence. In fact, that the presence of God was a feeling, not an idea, was not a belief. Was not a faith, it was something you felt. And that when more than two were gathered together, that compounded the feeling. And so they often lived in communal groups, these Gnostics, as they were called. So what I thought I might do is just, maybe we could experiment with group presence, just to kick off this group. And so if you could just close your eyes, if you feel comfortable doing that, just take a breath, let it out, just relax. So there's no denying that we're all present in this room physically. We're breathing the same air. There's no limit to where we end and the other people actually begin. We're a big bundle of energy, certainly at the quantum level. So kind of breathe into that, let yourself fall into the place where ideas and thoughts and concepts are floating around, but you're not grabbing a hold of any of them. You're in a sea of collective consciousness. You're in a presence. And when you're in that presence is, as those Gnostics said, a kind of fullness. You can feel yourself filling up with it. And it can be a little frightening if you're holding on. But if you're letting go and you're trusting and you're present, it's just joy. So you can feel free to open your eyes if you want. So in that notion of presence, of fullness, of bringing in that which we already are, being, we are being, we are conscious. And we can't help but be conscious in one group when we are in one group. And that doesn't mean we have one idea, we have one presence.